And now, Elmer Davis.
Secretary Hull proposed today to the Inter-American Conference at Havana that in case of the attempted transfer of American colonies of a European power to another European power, the 21 American republics should set up a collective trusteeship over the colonies in question, and he offered the aid of the forces of the United States to establish it if necessary. The trusteeship would be temporary, ending either with the return of the colonies to their original owners or with independence. This plan is obviously designed to remove Latin American fears of North American imperialism in case we should have to act to uphold the Monroe Doctrine. But it does not seem to cover cases in which a European nation with American colonies turns fascist. This aspect was underlined today by German reports from Vichy that the former French Premier Camille Chauton, who served for a while in the Pétain ministry, will soon go to South America and attempt by interviews with statesmen there to make France's American colonies secure. These German stories represent the Pétain-Laval ministry as afraid that the United States wants to eliminate European colonies in America and also European trade. And Mr. Chauton, it is said, will concern himself with French trade and will bring back information of value to the whole European economic system, which, if the Germans win, will of course be dominated by Germany. Mr. Hall's speech on its economic side proposed the creation of facilities for the temporary handling and orderly marketing of the accumulated export surpluses of the American republics, something less than the proposed joint export agency, but in the same direction, and a program for raising the standard of living in the Americas by distribution of surplus commodities. The president proposed to Congress today to increase the lending power of the Export-Import Bank by half a billion dollars, which will be used in the financing of these Latin American export surpluses. Mr. Hull also warned all the Americas against what he called the termites of alien propaganda. Two or three Latin American speakers endorsed some of his proposals, but the Argentine delegate, speaking generally, advised the conference against hasty action. Congress met today and recessed till Thursday, and it is not expected that the two houses will really get down to work till next week. Several important bills, the latest defense appropriation, the military training bill, and the proposal to give the president power to call the National Guard into service in peacetime, are still under discussion in committee. Overseas, the war of air raids goes on, the British claiming to have dropped many tons of bombs on German aircraft factories and air bases in a raid in which some French flyers, under orders of General de Gaulle's committee, also took part. German attacks on England were not so heavy today, but Berlin claims that five ships totaling 40,000 tons were sunk in recent raids on convoys. Lord Halifax, British Foreign Minister, answered Hitler's suggestion that the British had better make peace with a flat refusal. Hitler's only appeal, he said, was to fear. Nobody in England, Lord Halifax declared, wants to fight a day longer than necessary, but, he added, we shall not stop fighting till freedom for ourselves and others is secure. Berlin dispatches, however, say the proposal will not be regarded as officially rejected until it is turned down by Churchill, who is expected to speak tomorrow. Meanwhile, the German propaganda offensive takes a new turn with the declaration of the Deutsche Allgemeine Zeitung that Hitler's idea is a division of function between the German and British empires, with Britain as the great sea power and Germany as the great land power. The newspaper seems to think the British will be in danger from the projected American naval expansion unless they have Germany to back them up. And the Romanian premier and foreign minister are on their way to Salzburg to see von Ribbentrop, who is said to have sent for them. And that's the news to this moment.